Let's take one such utterance as an example. For instance, the formidable opening line of that Shakespeare sonnet, "Tired with all these, for restful death I cry." Now, there is a supersurface structure whose great beauty derives from all kinds of transformations, and the most immediately apparent being the inversions, permutations of the word order, which rearranged into its more normal, less poetic state is obviously, "I, tired with all these, cry for restful death." And in fact, the poetic beauty of this line results from transformations which aren't even syntactic. For instance, its metrical structure, its organization as iambic pentameter with the typically Shakespearean irregularity of inverting the first foot into a trochee, "tired with," and that marvelously heavy spondee in the second foot, "all these." And those are also transformations of another order. But let's not be seduced into the delights of poetic analysis. We're trying to be as scientific as we can, and so let's stick to syntax. Now, obviously, this line must be syntactically derived from a substructure of prose, a sentence which doesn't exist, but which one could extrapolate on the basis of Shakespeare's single line. Let me try. It would come out something like this. "I am tired of life, so many aspects of life that I would like to die. In fact, I cry for death, because death is restful and would bring me release from all of life's woes and injustices, which I shall now enumerate," period. Now, that's a long drink of water. That's at least 40 words. But it is, like it or not, a grammatically valid sentence. In other words, it's already in itself a surface structure.